Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's on Azure Friday. We're talking with Ryan Crocker about something interesting that maybe you haven't heard about, the Azure Document DB.
Yeah, thanks very much, Scott. So Azure Document DB is a new service that we're bringing onto the Azure platform pretty soon. It's a fully managed document database as a service.
Hmm. So when I think of document database, there's like Couch and there's Mongo. These are places where I send usually JSON. That's the kind of the document
absolutely.
That I'm sending.
Yeah. So modern day applications today kind of work with JSON typically, right? And then, you know, you've got this whole paradigm problem of kind of take that and, you know, object relationship mapping type of thing into your SQL database or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And modern day applications have started moving into these NoSQL databases where you can just take your JSON and just store it and retrieve the JSON and bind it up in the UI.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So lots of ways to store data on Azure. There's SQL Azure.
Yep.
There's Azure Table Storage,
yep.
which can be immensely scalable and super fast if you're doing things a certain way.
Yep.
People can check out Troy Hunt's blog for a really amazing example of where he took table storage and scaled it to a place where SQL really couldn't go very comfortably.
Yep.
We'll learn about maybe some scenarios that would be great for doing massively scalable things in Document DB.
Yeah, so Document DB, we built it from the ground up to be a massively distributed, scaled out document database that we uh-huh. deliver as a service, and we take care of replicas and all of that kind of stuff for you. And so, like you said, there's lots of places to store data, you know, but it's different types of data and data that's going to be used in different ways. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's what developers will use when they pick where they're going to store their data. You know, relational data, typically dump it in SQL Azure or Azure SQL Database.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like Troy's doing where, you know, you can dump it into table storage and you're primarily referring to the document or querying for the document by its primary ID. You know, table storage is blisteringly fast, and it's ridiculously cheap to store documents there.
It is.
But as soon as you try and query for those documents on any other attributes, then you start running into problems.
Anything other than the metadata that's outside the document.
Yeah, you can't start querying on properties inside of your document.
Right.
So that's where we see document database kind of slotting in between. It's massively scalable, but it's fully queryable by all paths of your JSON tree by default.
Okay. Cool. Let's see some stuff.
Cool. So the first thing that you would do is you would kind of come into the Azure portal and you would, from the gallery item, you'd be able to go in here and pick Document DB account.
Okay.
So think of Document DB account like a storage account, you know, that's where...
And does it have a region?
Yeah, so it has a region.
All right.
So you can give it a name, so we can call this Azure Friday.
All right.
At public preview, which will be, we'll have one standard pricing kind of model, and then we'll work on other pricing models later on.
All right.
And the way you scale it out is you kind of choose these things called capacity units, and capacity units are 10 gig of storage in size, and they're, you know, predictable reads per second and writes per second.
Okay.
And if you want to scale your database out, you just keep adding capacity units.
Mm.
And as you add a capacity unit, you'll get more size and you'll get more throughput. So you just choose and you pay per capacity unit.
Oh, interesting. So even if I had less than 10 gigabytes, maybe I had 5, but it was very read or write heavy, an extra capacity unit would actually be better. Even though I wouldn't use the storage, I'd need the speed.
Yeah, you would just use the speed. So today they're coupled, right?
Mm.
And as you add capacity units, you just get more storage and more throughput.
Cool.
and then, you know, here you can go in, kind of pick your subscription. I've only got one in this case. And there you can pick your regions. So we're in those regions. We'll be expanding into more regions as we go.
All right.
And that's pretty much it. And then you would hit create and it would kind of go off and it would provision a database account for you.
Okay.
But if I've already got one created.
All right.
With some metrics and stuff on it. So if we close all these blades and we reopen that one, once it's provisioned, this is what you'll get. So
all
you'll
right.
end up with, you know, your database account, and then we get some monitoring and some throttled requests because it is a shared service, so we do have some resource governing, and you will see what requests have been throttled, and you'll be able to drill into them and see why they were throttled. We've got some other kind of stuff, so if you come down here, you know, you'll be able to see things like all your databases. You can see there I've got one database called AdventureWorks because,
mm-hmm.
hey, what database demo is, you know, you've got to use AdventureWorks.
I'm disappointed it's not Northwind, frankly.
I was wondering if someone was going to say that. I looked at the two schemas and went, which one's going to be easier to convert? And
AdventureWorks is a lot more fun. It's got a lot more data in it,
too. Exactly. So we used AdventureWorks. And there you can kind of see some metrics and you can get an idea of I'm running one scale unit. And we've got this concept over here of attachments as well. So on your JSON document, you can attach things like media. You can attach images. And what we do is we will take that document, we store the JSON, and then we'll offload the attached media into Blob storage, and we'll manage that for you.
Oh,
so
this
will give
nice.
You this will give you a view of how much attachment storage you're actually using.
Okay, so I don't need to do something sloppy like take a PNG and then load it into Base64 and shove it in JSON and then stick that in a document.
So you just give us the document with a PNG attached, and we'll offload the PNG into storage. And when you delete the document, we'll then go in and delete the storage or the PNG that's sitting in Blob storage for you.
Nice. And then when I ask for it from you, I assume I can ask for it all in one or ask for it in two separate pieces.
Yep.
Very cool.
So that's what we do with attachments there. And like Azure storage, we work on this concept called keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got this is the endpoint, and that you've got a primary key and a secondary key, so you can handle key rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like your SA, your highest level admin accounts. And that's what you'd use to provision databases and collections and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't ever recommend, if you're building a mobile application, like on a phone or something like that, we don't ever recommend using this primary key, you know, on that mobile device.
Mm.
Same as we never recommend doing that for Azure storage. and for DocumentDB, we've also got the concept is at a database level, you can create users. And users have permissions, and you can then finally grain assign those permissions at a document level or at a collection level or whatever the case may be. So you, Scott, may be able to see certain documents, and I may be able to see other documents.
And are those users not using these keys?
Users aren't using their keys. Each user gets their own key. So
okay.
when the user kind of logs in and authenticates, he'd come to some kind of a middle tier and say, hey, this is who I am, and we'd return back the user token for that user and say, now connect to DocDB using that user token.
Okay.
So we could protect those things and not hand them out to the entire world.
And is this something RESTful? Is this something I can just start exploring from the command line inside of my browser?
Yeah. So like all Azure services, they're all wrapped with REST layer. So you can, there's a full REST path to everything. So you'll see, if we take a look at this, you'll get Ryan Crocker. Well, let me just copy that off for now.
All right.
Stick it into Notepad so we can actually see it. So we'll have a look, and it's actually, you can see I'm in the staging environment. And then from there, you'll get databases, collections, documents, and you'll just be able to build up your REST URL and be able to query them directly. So I can open up Fiddler or whatever it is, stick in my auth token as a header, and then I'd be able to do, you know, REST calls against my database.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a PowerShell provider,
you can walk through it like a drive.
Yeah. In PowerShell, you'll be able to go in like a drive, and you'll be able to kind of, you know, get your documents and get your collections and create users and assign user permissions and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like most Azure things, you'll be able to do everything, all management in here. You can do your management in code if you want. You could do it in PowerShell if you want. You could do it via REST API calls if you
want.
And
presumably someday in Visual Studio in the Azure Server Explorer.
Yeah. So that's not there yet, but someday in the Server Explorer, you'll be able to kind of right-click,
mm-hmm.
you know, see what collections you got, see what databases, or see what documents you got.
Or if I were a third party, like CloudBerry Explorer has one for storage, there's no reason that someone couldn't use public APIs and explore an Azure DocumentDB data
Absolutely
service.
Not. I'm actually building one myself at the moment as a way to kind of test all the APIs. I'm busy building a DocumentDB Explorer,
mm-hmm.
Which uses all of them.
And how do I make decisions about like when I put something in Azure storage versus as an attachment to a DocumentDB, mm-hmm. or when I put something in table storage? Because it isn't something where I'm going to pick one and then never use the other.
No,
these are all part
of
a toolbox.
Absolutely. You know, I think you hit a nail on the head there in terms of this kind of, this is another tool in your toolbox, right? We're not saying use DocumentDB for everything and throw away SQL and throw away table storage and throw away blob storage. And in fact, we're working on a reference application which demonstrates the concept of polyglot persistence, where one application is actually using 3, 4, 5 different databases or different storage techniques under the covers, each one for a specific reason. So we'll use a graph database where graphs are specific, and we'll use the document database, and we'll use potentially a relational database or, you know, table storage and that kind of stuff. So you just got to look at each of those kind of systems and then make the decision of what am I going to be storing in there and how am I going to be using it,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of writing versus reading, you know, what's important to me.
Cool. We're getting a great overview of how Azure DocumentDB data service works here on Azure Friday. And in the next video, we'll get into some code. It's Azure Friday.